Now that we understand a bit more about thermodynamic cycles, and we understand the need for a second law, we're ready to figure out exactly what the second law is. Now consider the process shown in this diagram. Heat flows from a hot reservoir to a cold reservoir through some material. As long as QH is equal to QC, this process obeys the first law. Long experience has taught us that heat does indeed flow spontaneously from hot to cold. But what about if heat flows in the opposite direction? Is that possible?